It's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with another update on Liverpool's finances. And we're joined by Dave Powell, who is the business and football writer at the Liverpool Echo again. So, Dave, thanks for coming back in. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to... they are a monthly channel. This has been a month. We did agree prior that it was last summer's 3 weeks. This one's a month now. So.
Yeah, so I've been well behaved. I mean, we've been over
and
to the
States. And you my retainer fee now.
We've been over to the States sort of since then. I did have a little look last night and I was like, yeah, I'm safe to text. And you've sort of come in today. But there doesn't seem to be a huge amount in terms of, you know, we'll talk generally about a few financial things. I want to talk to you about the impact of European football and things like that. But in terms of the ownership situation and the investment situation, anyone who's listening to this hoping for, you know, huge updates will dampen their optimism now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a very different situation usually that transpires with FSG in situations like this. Now, I don't know if you watch Succession. So it's there's that thing in the recent series where kind of Logan Roy talks about his kids not being serious people. FSG are kind of serious people. So yeah, a lot of these things are conducted behind closed doors. You know, it's there is the. For last time we spoke, I think it was following on from the chat I'd had with John Henry. It was about the investment process had moved on to kind of the next stage. Mike Gordon's come back into Liverpool fold a little bit, and the FSG fold after he'd led that search for investment. But that's now turned into they're just working through that next stage of the process. So the potential investors that they have narrowed down. They'll be going through due diligence, what works best for them in terms of the overall strategy, exit plan, all these type of things. But in terms of the here and now, nothing really has materially changed since we last spoke. I think the timelines will probably remain as they would have wanted them to, you know, by summertime, maybe end of summer, they hope to try and get something in place. But there's no assurance and nothing really. It's been quite quiet. From the calls I've made, nothing again. Kind of the same names in the frame that we've spoke about previously that have been suggested have been in the frame. So nothing, not an awful lot has changed. Nothing imminent, but given the way that FSG operate, and it's you only have to look at the Redbird deal when they did that. That happened very quickly, and it was all done quietly as serious business people at a high level conclude their business. If